This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll revisit the Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup in Calgary as the host team, Alberta, capturing the title, featuring the top WHL prospects. Canada-Russia series is all set for Kelowna and Kamloops. Two members of Team WHL, Matthew Barzal of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Braden Point of the Moose Jaw Warriors will star in that game, and both picked up individual WHL awards this week. They'll both join us. And a former first overall pick in the WHL Bantam Draft, sticking in the NHL as a 19-year-old this season. We'll have more on that. Matthew Barzal is the player of the week in the WHL. 10 points in three games. And I know, Matthew, you had a great chance to win all three, but fell short in Calgary the other night. But all in all, a good week for you and a good week for the team.
Yeah, it was a good week, obviously, getting a big win against Brandon there. Really good, solid game as a team, and everybody was on board that night. And had a pretty good night against Kootenay, too. A few mishaps in the third period, but I thought we played a strong game. And then last night against Calgary, obviously, another tough game there. You know, they're playing well lately, and there's a tough finish, but, you know, they all played us, and they all battled us.
You had a massive game against Brandon. You talked about it there, and I know that was a big matchup because it was perhaps the best team in the East taking on perhaps the team in the West that a lot of people are looking at, the Seattle Thunderbirds, and I know you guys had a lot of emphasis on that game.
Yeah, for us it was a statement game. Just, we really want to show teams in the league that we're a contender this year, and, you know, we're no joke. So it was great to get a big win over them, and, you know, I think that really proved that we can really play this year.
Seattle's loaded up one big line. I know there's a lot of depth at forward this season, but you're playing with two top players as well, and I know you guys want to have a big year ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Keegan Colster and Ryan Grubb, two really easy guys to play with, and both guys have been playing real strong. Obviously, Keegan's a big, big body who can score goals, and Ryan's really fast, who again, can rip the puck and put it back in the back of the net. So two real easy guys to play with, and so far it's been going well.
You had a longer stint there with the Islanders when you were at training camp, a first-round pick there, and then you come back to the WHL. How has that transition been? Sometimes it can be a bit of a hangover, you know, with an NHL team for a while, but then you get an opportunity to kind of get settled back in.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen personally some guys have a little 5-10-game hangover from when they come back from their NHL clubs. But, you know, John Tavares told me when I left to go back with a positive attitude and, you know, work hard. So just taking kind of words from them when I was up there. You know, everyone said when you get sent back, you just got to go down there and be humble and don't take any games lightly. So I think I've done a pretty good job of that. And a lot of good teammates around here that have been positive, and, you know, they don't let me off the hook still with anything. So it's good to be around a group of guys that don't really care about, you know, who went to an NHL camp or anything. Everybody's just one big team here and everybody's equal.
Now we chat, you're in the middle of an Alberta road swing as we talk, and you're right there in the middle of Alberta headed to Calgary on the bus, and it's going to be a real busy stretch for you because you're on the middle of that swing, but then you'll get into Kelowna and Kamloops for the Canada-Russia Challenge.
Yeah.
And you'll do it with a teammate as well, Ryan Gropp. That has to be exciting.
Yeah, we're both really looking forward. I think it's going to be real exciting. I got family coming up from Vancouver, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a great experience.
You know, this is an audition for you, too. I mean, I know you want to be part of Canada's World Junior team, and there's been groundwork laid already, but it has to look at this as a big opportunity to kind of turn some heads and try to land a roster spot for the team that'll head overseas to defend gold medal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every guy that's going to this, you know, Super Series is looking to make that roster, so you just got to find ways to stick out, and I think the biggest thing is just you got to know your role and just play your strengths. So I'm not putting too much emphasis on you know, I got to impress, but taking it shift by shift and game by game, so I could play well.
All right, well, hey, great job on the past week, 10 points, player of the week as you continue on the road there through Alberta and then getting set for Canada-Russia. Matthew Barzal, thanks a lot.
Okay, I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Portland Winterhawks goaltender Aiden Hill had a big month of October. He's the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month after going 7-4 with a 2.02 goals against average and a .944 save percentage. The 19-year-old from Calgary also had a league-leading 3 shutouts. Moose Jaw Warrior forward Braden Point is the early leader in the WHL scoring race. He's also the Player of the Month for October. James Gallo in Moose Jaw has more.
Braden, a phenomenal start to the season for yourself. 28 points in 13 hockey games to get things going. You talked previously in the past about getting off to a big start for yourself, and obviously happy with the way you came out.
Yeah, I think my time up at Tampa definitely helped help me with my start here, but you know, we got a lot of skill in there, and you know, it's definitely a better team than the last couple of years, so that obviously helps.
What have you learned on the professional level that's helped you here in the Western Hockey League?
Just how hard you got to work day in and day out. I think I've been you know, putting more time in the gym this year already, so I think that's helping on the ice.
Have you developed any specific areas in your game that have led to this success?
I worked a lot of my skating this year, and you know, I think I just got a little bit faster and a little bit stronger in the gym this year too, so hopefully that's helped.
And obviously the acquisition of Dryden Hunt on your line has been pretty solid, and Nikita Papugaev, Noah Gregor, Brett Howden, we've seen a number of guys also on the wing, but your line mates have made a big part of your success as well.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, it's obviously a lot more skilled group this year. Dryden's been really good for us too. I think he's second in the league right now, so you know, and you know, Papugaev and Gregor, they're all skilled players and they can put the puck in it, so can't get points on the line mates.
WHL Player of the Month, Braden Point. As much as you enjoy the success personally, I'm sure throughout September and October, the team's 7-3-1-1 record is what you're most proud about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, been a tough couple past years here, but you know, we're starting to win some games and hopefully keep that going and make the playoffs.
What's been the difference that you've sensed around this team this year compared to maybe the past couple of years?
I go again back to that skill. It's a lot more skilled group. We can you know, we can zip the puck around pretty good when we want to, and it's a lot more positive this year since we're winning some games, so I think we got that that winning attitude back in the locker room.
Braden, excited to take part in your second Canada-Russia series?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you can represent Canada and play the Russians, it's obviously exciting, so you know, just looking forward to a good time.
How important is this when you think about the chances of making the World Junior team again?
Yeah, I think last year this tournament or this two games definitely helped me make the World Junior team. So it's a big evaluation process, but just gonna try to enjoy it and have fun.
Feel as though you'll have a different role this year with Team WHL compared to last year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously I'm a year older, so hopefully a bit of a more of a bit of leadership role. But you know, there's a lot of good players on that team, so just gonna try to fit in.
Being on Canada's gold medal team last year at the World Juniors and then off to such a great start this year, do you feel as though you're a little bit more in the spotlight going into the Canada-Russia series next week?
Maybe, but you know, I don't really try to think about that stuff. And like I said, there's obviously a lot of great players there that, you know, that the spotlight's going to be on, so hopefully I can just test that under the radar.
WHL Player of the Month, Braden Point, as well, off to the Canada-Russia series. Braden, good luck coming up next week.
All right, thanks very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former first overall pick in the 2011 WHL Bantam Draft, making the full-time jump to the NHL this season. Former Calgary hitman Jake Virtanen's audition has paid off, having the Canucks deciding to keep him as a 19-year-old. The first-round pick of the Canucks got the official word just hours before suiting up against the Philadelphia Flyers.
Jake Virtanen to the goal, backhander, scores! Jake Virtanen with his first in the NHL, and the Canucks lead 3-1.
That's pretty special, again, your first one. I'm on home ice in front of the fans to get late in the game like that. Pretty big goal, so I felt pretty good out there.
As for keeping Virtanen for the season, Canucks head coach and former Medicine Hat Tiger bench boss Willie Desjardins is confident it's the right choice.
If we didn't feel that, then we wouldn't keep them. Like, we have to feel that they're not ready just physically on the ice, but mentally they're ready as well. And it doesn't mean that they'll play every game. That's not what we're saying. It means that they're ready, and you know, we try to keep them in the best position we can to make them succeed.
The Abbotsford native played parts of four seasons with the Hitmen from 2011 to 2015.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The 2015 Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup has been won by Alberta. Alberta blanking Manitoba in the gold medal game 3-0, laying claim to the tournament featuring the top 15-year-old players and WHL prospects. Alberta defenseman and Spokane Chiefs first overall pick Ty Smith.
Well, it's an amazing feeling. It's always great when you get to represent your province, and especially winning gold, that's crazy. It's an unreal feeling, and with such a great group of guys here, 20 guys, we all work hard, and we're a great team. We all came together as one for this tournament.
Calgary Hitmen first-round selection and prospect forward Tristan Nielsen on Alberta gold.
It's unbelievable. It's almost speechless. Boys battle hard, and we all gave it our all, and we came together as a team extremely well, and I think that's what helped us through the short-term competition. Everybody knows everybody, but I think we all got a bond this weekend and I came closer, and that's what helped.
Meanwhile, BC defeated Saskatchewan 7-2 in the bronze medal game. Team BC forward and Kamloops Blazer prospect Jackson Shepherd.
Well, it was awesome. We really came together as a team. All 20 guys went strong, and we came up with the result we wanted. It wasn't overall the result we wanted, but we did what we had to do today, and we got the bronze medal.
The tournament all-star team announced goaltender Matthew Thiessen, Team Manitoba. He's from Altona, a prospect of the Tri-City Americans. Defenseman Ty Smith from Team Alberta, from Lloydminster, a prospect of the Spokane Chiefs. Jet Wu, Team Manitoba, native of Winnipeg, draft choice of the Moose Jaw Warriors. Up front, forward Carson Folk from Team Saskatchewan, the native of Regina, is a Tri-City Americans prospect. Forward Eric Florchuk from Team Alberta. He's from Fort Saskatchewan, prospect of the Victoria Royals. And forward Eli Zumak from Team BC. He's from Kelowna and a prospect of the Red Deer Rebels. Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests Matthew Barzell and Braden Point, as well as James Gallo and Moose Jaw for his help. Next week, full recap of the WHL Canada Russia Series. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.